You're listening to SBS News.
The world is yet to reach the end of the coronavirus pandemic, yet already there are many looking wistfully back to the beginning. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says if the world had been alerted to the gravity of the virus sooner, many more lives could have been saved. But the World Health Organization rejects accusations it acted too slowly. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the agency reacted when there were still fewer than 100 cases and no deaths outside of China.
So looking back, I think we declared the emergency at the right time, and when the world had enough time to respond.
Ironically, despite being at odds with the World Health Organization, Mr. Morrison is lobbying for it to be given greater powers to prevent future pandemics, and has discussed this with other world leaders, including French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and US President Donald Trump. That's not all Mr. Trump has been doing. He's been forced to clarify remarks made by United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Robert Redfield. He's told the Washington Post newspaper that, even if the virus is subdued in the United States soon, it could return even stronger later this year, when the country moves into autumn and then winter. It's not what Mr. Trump wants his people to hear, as he champions states reopening their economies. But Mr. Trump claims Dr. Redfield was only talking about a worst-case scenario. He says if the virus does make a comeback, the United States will be better placed to deal with it.
What it is estimated might not come back at all, Jeff. It may not come back at all. He's talking about a worst case scenario where you have a big flu and you have some corona. And if it does come back, it's not going to come back. And I've spoken to 10 different people. It's not going to be like it was. Also, we have much better containment now. Before, nobody knew about it.
Whilst many in the United States are looking to scale back restrictions, Sweden has had fewer of them to begin with. Sweden has kept schools and businesses open through the crisis, unlike many countries. But the country's Prime Minister, Stefan Löfven, is trying to emphasise that the country is not being lax, and neither should its people be. Mr. Löfven says he's willing to bring in tougher measures if need be.
Så det är inte aktuellt att lätta på restriktioner och rekommendationer.
It is not a time to ease restrictions or recommendations. On the contrary, the government is ready to take further steps, should it be needed to prevent the spread of the virus.
But the pandemic has brought together three of the world's major religions in an area of the world that has been the subject of religious conflict for centuries. Israel's chief rabbis have joined Muslim and Christian clerics for an unprecedented joint prayer in Jerusalem, calling for the recovery of those who have fallen ill. It was written by the rabbis and conducted in Hebrew, English and Arabic. It was introduced by Rabbi David Rosen.
Welcome to this historic event here in Jerusalem, where the religious leaders of this land and this country have come together for the first time ever to recite a joint prayer for divine mercy and compassion at this historic moment when we are challenged by a pandemic.
The pandemic comes at a particularly interesting time for the world's Muslims, with the holy month of Ramadan about to begin. In Pakistan, one of the world's biggest Muslim nations, it's brought about a clash between doctors and the government. The government has lifted precautionary restrictions on congregational prayers for Ramadan. Clerics had complained the restrictions were unacceptable, and there were several clashes between worshippers and police. But doctors say lifting the restrictions is the wrong move and could cause the virus to spread out of control. The Secretary General of the Pakistan Medical Association is Dr. Kaiser Sajjad. He says the decision shows Pakistani authorities are not taking the pandemic seriously enough.
Hamare hukumran ne bahut galat faisla kiya hai.
Unfortunately, our rulers have made a wrong decision. Our clerics have shown a non-serious attitude. They've shown an attitude of playing with human lives. Just like the clerics guide us about Islam and about the religious point of view, this war is between the coronavirus and the medical staff. Everyone needs to understand that.
Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has undergone a COVID-19 test after meeting an infected person last week. His test has come back negative. Worldwide, there have been more than 2.6 million people infected with the coronavirus. More than 183,000 people have died, but more than 700,000 people have had the illness and recovered. And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.